Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video, okay? If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, but we will get through the show, okay? Now, if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, y'all. So this is definitely like a video and a story. This is a downer. This is definitely a downer. This is definitely not something that I'm excited to talk about per se. Let me take these off because these are like kind of frustrating me. But, you know, some things are going to be said. The call lines are open. I am live on Facebook and I am live on YouTube. The call-in number is area code 563-999-3658, okay? So I'm just going to jump right into it. So a lot of people may have heard or may not have heard, but let's get here. This transgender woman by the name of Malaysia Booker was murdered over the weekend. This is just so unfortunate, but she was basically shot in the head. Let me read you kind of like the official statement of everything, and then we will talk. All right. So it says, police responded to a call around 6:40 a.m. near the Tension Park golf course, and she was there found dead from a gunshot wound. Okay. 23-year-old transgender woman who was beaten in front of a crowd was captured on video, has been found dead on a Dallas street, police said. Malaysia Booker was found face down early Saturday after officers were called following reports of shots being fired. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, if you don't know who she is, this video, there was a video that went viral of her getting beat up. Okay. Now, I can't play you the video because it's way too graphic, but I will show you a picture. So if you saw this video went viral. So this is like national news. Everybody is talking about this. There's a lot going on here. Now, this is what was the beginning. So this happened April 12th. Just a little bit over a month ago, and then here we are on May 18th, she gets shot in the head. So just to give you a little backstory on this incident here on April 12th, so according to the documents and to reports, the police are saying that she was in an apartment complex in Dallas, and she backed out, into another car. And then a guy that was in the car got out of the car, pulled the gun on her, and was like, you need to give me some money for the damages right now. Like, pay me right now for, you know, you backing into my car, which is not real life, which is not realistic, which is stupid and unfair. And that's really ignorant that a person would just think that, you know, somebody just has money, you know, right then and there, you know, to pay you. Usually that's why individuals have car insurance and they go through car insurance. Now, I think it's safe to say that this guy did not have any car insurance. Okay. because he would not have wanted the money right then and there, or he could have just been a thug and a bully. I'm not really sure about the Dallas areas, but it didn't seem to be the best of areas. Given the fact that when Malaysia was in this situation, there were several people, there was somebody that offered this man $200 to attack Malaysia. So then this man started attacking her, and then several other men started jumping in and attacking Malaysia. I mean, brutally beating her up. She suffered like her ribs were fractured, and I think some of the police, the reports were saying her wrist was broken or something was wrong with her wrist. Like, she just suffered a lot of bruises and injuries. And so this man, obviously, he goes to jail, he's in custody. And so then she does a press conference, for justice, because that was clearly a hate crime. That was clearly an attack. And I personally don't think it could have been avoided. But what it shows me is either she lives in that area and a lot of people know that she's transgender and they were just looking and waiting for a moment to attack her because she's transgender. And that's really, really messed up. Now, we'll take a look at this press conference. If you are part of the family, or if you can't really take it, this is a ear. Like, I'll be honest with you, this shit is so eerie to me. Like, this, when she talks in the press conference, it kind of makes me I don't know. Like, I get really, really uneasy because I watch it, and then when she's about to say something, and when she's about to talk about what happens to other transgender women in this weird way, it's like, you see her start to kind of gag and it's almost like she's seen something. It's almost like she could see into the future. It was so weird and eerie. I'll let you guys take a look at this. This is so sad. It's so uncomfortable. But we got to watch it. We got to talk about it. Let's keep going. Make sure you guys share this video, share this live. The call-in lines are open. I will be taking calls if you guys would like to comment on the situation. All right, so let me play you this press conference video. Okay. So that was the press conference. Okay. So this, that happened after the attack, the initial attack, the jumping. So from there, Abounding Prosperity, which is a nonprofit organization, they put together a GoFundMe. And so the GoFundMe was made for Malaysia, and the GoFundMe ended up, I guess they were asking for something like maybe, I think it was like $5,000 or whatever the case may be. Now the GoFundMe ended up making like $10,000, right? And then so come Saturday, which is interesting, and we're going to get to this. We're going to get to what I think is a very key component of this. But come Saturday, I guess she went out and she didn't return. This is the night that she was murdered. Then they announced her dead Sunday. And immediately what I thought, well, it seemed as though immediately people were more concerned. A lot of people were concerned about the GoFundMe money. And so I'm like, okay, because they were like, well, she's dead. And a lot of people think that Malaysia was set up. And some things that I've been seeing, people are saying that they're set up because she made so much money on the GoFundMe that they thought that she had gotten this $10,000 GoFundMe money. So people were, nobody knows exactly what happened. There's no, nobody really knows how or why she or got killed. Okay. But people were assuming that she got set up over this GoFundMe money. Okay. And then other people were upset because they were saying that, you know, she should have gotten this GoFundMe money because she didn't have it at the time. But here's what I think about the GoFundMe money. Well, before I get into the GoFundMe money, let's get back to where she went that night. So remember that there was a GoFundMe made, and people think that, you know, she could have possibly been set up, because now everybody's trying to think, okay, so what happened to her and what caused this death? Now, this is a very key component. So as I'm on Facebook, I'm looking at this information, and I see a message from her friend, and he goes by like one of her gay fathers or something. So in the community, you have like gay mothers, gay fathers. They're like your friends, but they're like mentors to you. They, you know, they house you. They look after you. You're your own family. Okay. So I read this, and it seems as though this is what. He was one of the last people with her. Now, I blocked his name out because I reached out to him. He may have not wanted to talk at the time, so I just didn't want to put his name and information out there for privacy's sake. Now, this is what it says. I got off of work Friday around 12:30 a.m. You called me at 9:30 p.m. saying, "Daddy, when you get off, come get me, take me to the block." I got to you at 1 a.m., and you wasn't ready, knowing I hated that shit, but I'ma always be there. We laughed, talked for about 1.5 hours. Then we left your room. You got out of my car around 2:30, kissed me on my cheek, and said, "Daddy, I love you." I asked you, "Did you have a blade or something in your purse?" And you told me, "Nah, I'm good. Daddy, I'll be okay. If it's my time to go, then it's my time to go. I didn't expect this so soon. Baby, just tell me this is just a joke. Call me now. I just want to hear you say, 'Daddy, what are you doing, girl? You fucked my head up. Please come back. Tell me I'm dreaming. Tell me this is just a prank.'" So that was a message from one of her friends. So they are detailing exactly what happened that night. So, And so we have a lot of people streaming here. I want to shout out to everybody. I know this is a different kind of energy. We have about 600 people here on YouTube, and we have about 150 people here live on Facebook. I want to shout out to all of you guys. I hope the stream is working okay for you guys. And I will put the number out again. The number is 563-999-3658. Now, people believe that she was escorted. I mean, people believe that, you know, she was set up. Others believe that she was escorting, because by the times of the night, it seems as though it would be 1 a.m., anytime between 1 a.m. and or midnight and 5 a.m., it's only three things going on the block, in my opinion, okay? It's crime, sex, and drugs. You know, danger, sex, and drugs. There's nothing out there between those hours of any substance where you should be, you know, walking around. Listen, I don't know if she was an escort or a prostitute or not, but to me, it sounds like there could have been some, you know, prostitution involved. Now, many people in the gay community, they don't like to talk about that stuff. It's kind of taboo. It's a kind of a taboo conversation, but it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had, because there are many, you know, not even just transgenders, but there are a lot of gay men and transgenders who prostitute, and it's not really safe. However, we don't know if she was actually out there prostituting, but by the hours of the night and by what her friend has said, and this is all alleged because I don't know, I was not there, but by the information that her friend, close friend of hers provided, it seems as though there definitely could have been some prostitution happening. Now, this is where the GoFundMe comes in, because a lot of people are saying, well, why does she need to be on the block? If there was a $10,000 GoFundMe raised last month, what are they doing with the GoFundMe money? Why is she having to be out there? Well, here's my thing. Listen, whatever you would want to call it, she still wasn't a stable person, you know, in the sense of having her own place and things like that. So at the end of the day, you're not going to give somebody like that a whole $10,000, you know, for them to, you know, possibly just blow through it. And also, she could have very well, people could have set her up. So for that reason alone, you didn't want to give her, it was smart not to give up the $10,000 in case she was set up, because then she could have been, you know, robbed and murdered, you know? So people were, it was so crazy, because once the GoFundMe information went out, once everything kind of came out, you know, people weren't really talking about the issue of, you know, this transgender woman being, her life being lost. They talked about it. A few people close to her, you know, are making statuses, but it was this big cumbus of conversation over GoFundMe money. And I just could not understand why so many people were talking about GoFundMe money less than 24 hours of an individual being pronounced dead. Like, how is everybody so worried about where the money goes? Honestly, it doesn't even damn matter where the money goes. Right now, we need to be thinking about what happened. Is this connected to the previous attack? And for the other people in the community, like, you know, how do we prevent this? Not where's the GoFundMe? What are they doing with the GoFundMe? X, Y, and Z. Now, the GoFundMe has since been, they have canceled the GoFundMe. They have returned all the money back to the people who have donated. So there is no longer a GoFundMe. Okay, so that's done. Everybody got their money back. Everybody's happy. But I think that was a little bit crazy that most people were worried about this GoFundMe. Now, all right. So the question is, people want to know, like, so where do we go from here? And, you know, and I felt like it was very important for me to do this video because I was talking to my friend. He was like, so what's your solution? What are you going to do? Well, like, what do you think we should do? And here's the thing. Honestly, I don't know, because there's many times that, you know, it would be as easy as trying to stay out of harm's way as much as possible. And I know people will say, well, you know what, at some point, you know, she got to go outside. She can't, she has to live her life. Absolutely. You know, the inevitable is going to happen. It's going to happen. But there are certain times, like if I had just been brutally attacked and almost lost my life, personally, me, I don't think that I would have been, you know, necessarily on the block. But two, I think that, you know, maybe, you know, but you never know a person's lifestyle. So, you know, some people may feel like they have to be out there. They have to do these things. And, you know, and we can't always count on our friends to tell us, you know, what's right from wrong, especially when we're adults. Like, I could tell my friends something all day long, but if they're an adult, you know, they're going to do what it is that they want to do. Now, here's where I think that we can start, because the bottom line is this. Society needs to change the way that they're looking at transgender people. You know, they look at transgender people like freaks. They look at transgender people as fetishes, and they try to, you know, they like transgender people behind closed doors. And then when it's out in the public, it's an issue. But here's the thing. Asking society to change that is asking, you know, society to not have prejudices against Black people. It's just not realistic. It's just not really going to happen. But us as a community, we can start by making slow changes. And what I mean by slow changes, I'll start with myself. Just how I said, you know what, I'm not doing any more transgender exposing videos. I'm not doing those anymore. And I think that the transgender women that are doing the exposing should stop doing the exposing, because it's not safe. And I think that if we stop exposing men and using our trans and using the transgender as a weapon to destroy men when we feel some, when they feel some kind of way, or it, you know, when they're not getting their way, or in some cases, in higher cases, to extort them for money. If you don't use your transgenderness as a weapon against heterosexual men, or maybe men that may be interested in you or trying to figure things out, then maybe, you know, that will start to lower the stigma of trans being with a transgender. I can't tell you, you know, I've done transgender stories. I can't tell you, you know, there's a lot of transgenders out there that want to be looked at as, you know, normal, but then they get with these men and different times things don't go their way, or whatever the case may be, and they're exposing them, you know, to the world. So that doesn't bring straight people closer. That doesn't make straight people respect you. It actually trains most people to be like, yo, stay away from those trannies, you know, whatever. It'd be very disrespectful. So I think if we limit, you know, the exposing, if we start there, and we don't use, you know, the transgender thing as a weapon to expose a man, I think that we can start to normalize it, because it needs to become a normal thing in society. But when you're using it as a weapon to expose, then you're saying it's not normal. It's something different. It's something to be ashamed of. And so nobody wants to be associated with something that they feel that they're ashamed of. And then it comes to people like me. I'm no longer giving that kind of, I'm not giving those stories any more platforms. And that is the reason why I did this story, because this came up and I literally just almost did a transgender exposing story. And many people ask me like, yo, like, why did you take the video down? You got scared? No, I didn't get scared for me. I got scared for the transgender. I would never want a transgender, you know, that came on my show that exposed a man to die. Or something happened to them, that would destroy me. That would literally destroy me if I had a guest on my show and something happened to them. Like, there's no amount of viral, there's no amount of money, there's no amount of followers, there's no amount of clicks that I would want at the expense of someone else's life. It's just not worth it, okay? Okay, so, and for me, I think that's one of the main parts, and a part where a lot of people don't want to hear this, and this is a lot of reason why, you know, when I would do these stories back on Facebook, a lot of people on Facebook would feel some type of way, because they wouldn't like to hear these things. Because listen, I'll tell you guys honestly, this is news for a lot of you guys, for a lot of the women here, you know, on YouTube and stuff. Like, some of you guys are like, wow, this is crazy. I never heard of this. But here's the thing. This happens every year. This story just happened to get national coverage because it happened kind of back to back. The girl was attacked and then murdered a month apart. So, like, a lot of people are talking about it, but this literally happens to transgender women at least once a year. So many of them, so many of these big stories kind of come up and happen, and usually it goes under the rug. But I'm glad to see that bigger media and national platforms are talking about this. But the bigger conversation is, you know, what was she doing out at those times of night? And so many transgender death stories in the same way. Not all transgenders are out there getting in cars with men at 1 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes they're just taken advantage of because they're transgender and they're different. We understand that. Some of that stuff you can't avoid. It's unfortunate, you know, and it's not fair. But there's other things that, you know, you could probably do to take better safety precautions. And listen, I still stand on what I say. If you're a transgender woman, you obviously know in the industry of street walking or sex work, however you guys want to justify it or flip it or fry it, you know, you can't be out there because it's not a safe industry, and it's almost like playing Russian roulette. You know, there's a lot of ways now, and I know a lot of people will say, there's no way to make money, blah, blah, blah. Some of them have got to make money. I understand that, but we have the internet now, and it's 2019, so there's other options out there for building a business online, even if you can't, like, you know, necessarily, you know, you don't feel comfortable going in to apply because you look different. You don't want to be judged. I understand that now. But the same energy that it takes, you know, to set up ads and things like that online, there's other ways to make money online. Hell, if that's the case, just be a model online. It's still safer than doing in person. You know, I'm sure there's a market for that. You know, I would do some online stuff. I would, you know, if that is the industry, if you know, the sex industry is what you're into, some people like that. Now, I was talking to somebody else. Like I said, I don't know if she was an escort or not, but I mean, the times, the meet me at the block, drop me off at the block, being out there at 2 o'clock in the morning in a car, like, to me, it sounds like some sex work. But I don't know. Now, I'm going to open up the lines and we are going to talk. All right. Let's see. Okay, area. Okay, we got Dallas in the building. Area 214-0860. You're live on the air.
I'm here. My name is Miko Hicks. I was part of the conference. I was standing behind her, mm-hmm. rubbing her back while she was talking in the mic. I just wanted to get on and clear up a couple of things.
Okay, definitely.
Number one, we need to stop this narrative that people are out here that exposing is the issue. Because let me tell you something. These niggas nowadays need to, first of all, learn not to do shit that they are ashamed of. If you are ashamed of it, don't do it. Because mm-hmm. you are going to end up losing your freedom and your life behind killing somebody to save face for a nigga that don't give a fuck about you and is probably fucking around himself. Mm-hmm. We need to stop entertaining the idea that whatever she did or however she lived was a reason that she got killed. Furthermore, that goddamn GoFundMe keeps coming up because the reason why she was out there on the street is because she was hungry. That
okay.
money was supposed to be used to put her up. He put her in a fucking budget suite, and all the girls around her still had to help her eat every goddamn day. If there is $15,000 in that motherfucking GoFundMe, there is no reason why she shouldn't have been stocked in fucking groceries, whether he wanted to give her that money or not. There is no
okay.
reason why she shouldn't have been stocked in fucking groceries, and no reason why she should have had to been out there trying to find money to eat in the first goddamn place. So let's ask that question. Secondly,
okay.
Don't ever question if you're not a trans woman why we have to get out there and do what the fuck we have to do, because sometimes we just got to do it. Sometimes mm-hmm. we don't have a fucking choice. I was run out of the professional realm by some motherfucking bitches who wanted to tell on me for using the women's mm-hmm. restroom, and a boss that mm-hmm. told me I had to add 5 minutes to my fucking schedule every goddamn day to run across the street to use the fucking bathroom at Subway. That's
mm-hmm.
what happens to us in the workforce. So don't tell us what we should and should not be doing with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, We know that that shit is dangerous. We know, and that's why we take protection with us. But that is no excuse, ever a fucking excuse for anybody to kill us.
Absolutely never. Not. Never yeah. an excuse. No, and, never. So okay, so let's
wait
hold on. Hold on. So let's
on this show.
Okay. So let's now understand that tensions are high, feelings are high. Listen, I'm not against you, or nor am I here trying to spread any false narrative. So I'm glad that you called in. So let's go from the beginning and let's dissect some things. So if it wasn't very clear, absolutely not. There is no reason on in hell for any person to be murdered. Anyway, now we do. If we are going to talk about the exposing, listen, you exposing is not a good thing. We have to be honest with that. You cannot go around exposing men. In the era of social media, ruining people's families, childhoods, and thinking that other men are not going to look at that and perceive that.
Wait. Let me stop you right there. You ruined your family and your childhood when.
Okay, so how we're going to do this is we're going to do like a back and forth. So you're going to talk and then I'm going to talk. Okay, so then we can just get it all the way out. Okay.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. But there were a lot
No, it's okay, because I understand it's a lot.
Incorrect. So every time you do that, I wanted to just jump in there and say, hey, that's one of those things that's incorrect.
No, okay, I understand. No, listen, this is all perception and opinion. So I do this for a living, and I've actually done some of the biggest transgender exposing stories up to date. And I actually just did a story. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with me, but you can definitely check me out on YouTube, on Facebook. I've done some of the biggest transgender exposing stories that have come out.
What do you mean transgender exposing stories? What do you mean by transgender?
I'm talking about
earlier, but I didn't get what you meant.
So I'm talking about, you know, Bobby Valentino being exposed for being with transgender women. Young Buck being exposed for being with transgender women. Cassidy being exposed with transgender women. So that's what I mean from exposing. These transgenders exposing these rappers or these different men. So I've covered a plethora of those stories. So I'm well-versed in understanding, you know, how that affects. And I just had a transgender woman that wanted to out another man that was on Love and Hip Hop, and she was fearing for her life because of that. And so, and I vowed that I'm no longer going to give a platform to that because it is dangerous and it's not safe. So that's what I mean when we don't need the transgenders to expose. That can start to switch the narrative of society looking at transgender people as such a negative thing. Because at the end of the day, we need society's perception of transgender to change. They are normal people. They are regular people. But we need the transgenders out there to stop weaponizing their sexuality at moments.
You're absolutely right. But we are not weaponizing us because we feel like we – let me go back here. Mm-hmm. Let's not focus on the problem as being why the cisgender community and the black community can't come together with us. Let's not use exposing as the excuse for that. Think to people like Umar Johnson and Louis Farrakhan and people who publicly say shit like LGBT is the agenda of the white man. Transgender is the emasculation of black men. People like Nipsey Hussle, who use their public platform knowing that they have fan base of young black minds, who use their public platforms to say shit like that. That is the issue with black community and trans, not trans women exposing people. That's not the big issue. That's not why we have such a problem. Why we have such a problem is because we have black community leaders preaching that we are an issue, that we are the devil, not just trans people, but gay people too.
And so, I totally understand that. Listen, okay, go ahead and finish, and I'll tell you where I was coming from.
Until we fix that, we'll never get. Because let me tell you something: there are many trans women who don't expose nobody. You, of course,
absolutely
hear from these trans women every now and again that'll expose somebody, and a trans woman that'll come out and say I did this and that and the other. But of all those few trans women that come there, there are many, many more that would never say a word. And guess what? We probably should, because the reason why these motherfuckers can stay on the down low and kill us and get away with it is because we don't speak the fuck up. We don't,
and listen,
people don't know who the fuck they are.
And you are, everything you're saying is right too. It's correct. All I, in my explanation, I was talking to a friend today about this story because this was heavy on my heart. This is not even really things that I discuss on my channel, but I felt it as a public figure. It is my duty to, you know, have these kind of conversations. And the thing about it is when a person asks you, so what is your solution? And my thing is this, just like, as you said, don't tell another transgender or woman or worry about how they, why are they out on the street? You're exactly right. So to stay away from that, if I'm thinking like, okay, so how can we start to, because the bigger issue is society. We need society to respect and accept all people, from Black people, trans people, gay people, right? But that's such a big, that's such a big reach that may not happen in this lifetime, but how can we start with a small change? And the small change is, for me, I'm looking at my platform, and I have a platform with over almost 100,000 people on all of my platforms. So for me, how I can be the change is I'm not going to give transgender exposing stories a platform anymore to broadcast to over 100,000 people across all platforms, because that definitely doesn't help. That definitely does not help. So that's where I was coming from. I wasn't saying that that was the only reason. I'm just saying we got to think about what we can do in our individual communities to be the small change for the greater good. Okay?
Well, let me say that I absolutely appreciate. I absolutely appreciate that you're going to stop doing the exposing stories, because that absolutely does not help our cause. But I also want to say this. I think that, you know, one of the things that we can do, again, because, you know, we can't tell people how to feel. You can't tell people how to change or how to, you know, to look at our community. You know, we can say that, you know, girls who expose are the problem. We can say that girls who clown, like, you know, Cookie Tookies Savannahs that get on camera and flash their dicks to everybody and act the clown and do drugs and all that, we can say those individual girls are the problem, but they're not. We are such a much bigger community than those few girls that are problematic. Then, and if the greater community could learn to understand that we're individual as they are, just like you have clowns out there, you have women out there that'll expose niggas, side chicks that'll expose a nigga quick. You see what I'm saying? It's plenty of people that expose.
But it's different.
You know,
but I think we got to that point. But I wanna move on to this GoFundMe. So you were there with Kirk Myers and the GoFundMe. So, you know, now here's the thing, and we may not see eye to eye with this, but you can clear it up for me because you were actually there, okay? Now, as far as for me, it doesn't seem as though that it seems like they were trying to stabilize her. And so I don't think I personally would not have given her a full $10,000. Here you go. Here's 10 grand. Do what you want with it. That's just not real life. Okay. Now, as a business,
nobody expected him to do that. None of us expected him to clear that account and give her the money. That's not what we were looking for. What we were looking for was for Malaysia to be relocated and taken care of through this process until this criminal trial happened, until we could get her through this. That being said, you don't have to give this girl $10,000 in order to put groceries in there so she don't have to go home to eat. You don't have to give her no lump sum of fucking money just so that she can take care of herself on a daily basis and have her toiletries. You don't have to give her thousands of dollars. You can go and take her shopping on a day on a weekly basis for the things that she needs. You can, you know, you put up in a budget suite. You could have put her up, and you could have gotten a hotel for that amount. I mean, an apartment for that amount, somewhere in a better place. Because the budget suite she was on, still in a whole area, still in a prostitution area. So it's all I'm saying is there were things that whole situation could have been handled a lot better. I'm not saying anything about Kirk. I'm not saying anything about Abounding Prosperity. What I'm saying is I have no idea why Miss Thing would need Miss Sonia's help eating, Miss Paris' help for food, Miss Pocahontas' help trying to eat. Why would you need all this help trying to eat if you have this big-ass GoFundMe account right here that you should be getting fed from? This should be taking care of your groceries, at least, if nothing else. Even if it ain't taking care of shit else, it should be taking care of groceries. You see what I'm saying?
Now, I will tell you this. I have reached out to Kirk Myers. I did talk to him, and he said in regards to the GoFundMe that they were definitely supporting her, and they were, you know, they were involved. They were paying for where she stayed, and they were supporting her. They were basically, their job was to stabilize her, and so she didn't necessarily need all the money. And then I even read they had put out a statement that she didn't need the money right away. It was kind of sitting aside, and it would be used as needed. So I don't know. Like, I wasn't there on that part of it. I'm not sure if there was a miscommunication there. Maybe a representative from them will call in and clear that up. Have you reached out to them and talked to them regarding that or anything regarding the GoFundMe?
I haven't reached out to them, no. All I know is what I've been given directly from Malaysia. I know the people she's asked and the people who have helped her eat. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so Malaysia was telling you that she had never gotten any money, or they weren't, the GoFundMe was.
She's not saying, she never told me any of that. What I'm saying is she was living in the budget suites that they put her in.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, she was hungry and she had to go out and hoe to get something to eat.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying have a clue as to why she
Okay,
was hungry.
Miko, can we do this? Can I keep you on the line? We have some more callers, so maybe they want to call in. Some people want to call in. We can clear it up or whatever. But I definitely think that you need to stay on the line, okay? So let me just see who else we have. Okay. Area code 214-4979. You're live on the air.
Hey, Amon. This is Zach from Dallas, Texas. Can you hear me good?
Okay, what's going on? Yes.
What's up? I seen Malaysia at the club on the 11th. I seen her towards the end. She was we was all having a good time. We were dancing, and I seen her, and I was like, oh, that's Malaysia. Okay, so I went up there, and I went up to her, and, you know, I introduced myself. I gave her a hug, and I told her I was sorry about what happened to her, because we all seen it, everybody knows. You know, and then I was like, you know, the world ain't never seen this type of seen it before like this. You know what I'm talking about? The world ain't never seen nobody get jumped because the what people put up with, what I had put up with in the 90s. So, you know, in my honest opinion, I don't believe she knew that she was going to cross over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I seen her on the 11th at the club. I gave her a hug and she didn't even know who I was. You feel what I'm saying? She was that free spirit and that nice, you know, I could tell by her vibe she had a good heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I also want to say that when I seen the video, and I'm trying to be careful what I say, you know what I'm saying? But
please do, because we got about 1,000, we got 300 people on, 250 people on Facebook and about 900 people on here on YouTube. So please, and people are waiting to crucify me, so please watch what you say or I will have to hang up on you. Please.
I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out. They need to really, like, do that investigation. They need to really do it to a thorough, because this girl did not know that she was going to make a crossover soon. From when I gave her that hug that night at the club and you know, told her I was sorry about what happened to her, the girl did not know that she was going to get ready to cross over. And this is sad. This is sickening. I grew up in Dallas, the outskirts of Dallas, and people, they really do their investigation and go back and look at that camera, you know, when she got beat up, you know, and everything, because this, I mean, it just don't make any sense.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you for your support. Bye. Okay, we got to take a couple more. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me hang up on them. All right, let's see. I'm kind of taking the Dallas ones first because they kind of, you know, they're close to her. 214-0597. You're live on the air.
Hi, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, okay, yeah, I'm Alyssa, and I'm from the Dallas area, and I don't know Malaysia personally, but we are all in a group. A Dallas group is kind of like a messy group, and Malaysia, you know, I had tagged one of my friends to Malaysia's post when she had exposed the dude last week, And Malaysia literally started calling my friend's business phone and started harassing her. Also, Malaysia was a sex
Wait a minute. Slow down. So wait. You said she exposed the guy last week?
Yes, last week she exposed the guy. And when she exposed him, I had tagged one of my close friends to the post. And my friend has a business. And so what Malaysia did is Malaysia got on my friend's business page, got her phone number, and started calling and harassing her. And what's crazy is I actually have the video of Malaysia calling and harassing my friend. And I also have
the
text
message
to prove.
Email me the video.
Yes, they were calling and harassing her. And what's crazy is that, you know, I don't wish death on anybody, and it's unfortunate what happened, and rest in peace. I don't wish it on my worst enemy what happened to her. But, you know, everybody's bringing up the GoFundMe and the fight and everything like that. The fight happened with Malaysia because Malaysia went over there to fight a female in the first place.
Okay. And how do you know all of this?
It's all over Facebook.
Okay. So, well, hold on. You just poured a lot of information out she exposed your friend's boyfriend. So, would that mean that your friend in Malaysia has something?
No, she exposed a guy.
Oh, okay. Just any guy. It was just a regular guy.
She exposed a guy. And the guy had inboxed her back in 2016. Malaysia,
okay.
I don't know what she was doing, and she went and pulled the inbox up and posted it.
Okay.
And everybody got on the post. So when I seen it, I tagged one of my close friends. And when I tagged my friend to the post, she didn't even know what was going on. She was like, hold on, wait, what's going on? That's all she said. And they got on her business page, got her phone number. This was at 11, 12 o'clock at night, and started calling and harassing my friend for 3 days straight.
How does that tie into what's going on today?
Malaysia has been known to start stuff. Malaysia was a sex worker. In the line of sex work, it is very dangerous.
Okay.
Malaysia was out there robbing tricks.
Okay.
She was robbing people. I have proof of that also, where a girl got on the page, got on Malaysia's page, and said out her own mouth that Malaysia had robbed her dad and charged up his credit cards and his bank card.
Hold on. This is a lot of information. Hold on, Carla. Let me just take a quick breather. Hold on. Give me one second. All right, guys, it's a lot going on. If you haven't called in, the call-in number is 563-999-3658. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Whew. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm coming right now. Just give me a second. Okay, we are back in the studio. Whew, okay, because this is getting crazy. All right, where is that caller? Okay, caller, yes, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what I should do now, because I want to kind of let her friend respond, but I don't want you guys to argue about this. Because these
I'm
are some strong allegations.
It's not allegations, it's all over Facebook. They're not allegations.
Okay.
It's people on Facebook that have literally said this out their own mouth. I don't wish death upon her because that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't kill anybody. But as human beings, we got to, you know what I'm saying, watch the situations we put ourselves in. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's justified, because it's not justified. Nobody deserves to die, period, point. Like, I don't care what you're doing. But, you know, Malaysia did do a lot of stuff at the same time. So I'm not saying it was bound to happen, but it just goes to show that everybody just really needs to be careful what they do. You know, because a lot of this, and I, you know, in the last caller, I do agree with them about the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe, the reason why the GoFundMe keeps coming up is because at first they asked for $5,000. They got over $5,000 and they upped the amount to $10,000. Once they reached almost $10,000, they upped the amount to $15,000. That's
okay, so
why
hold
it's
on,
a
hold
lot
on,
of
on.
Talk.
Okay, so here, so now this is what, so when I talked to them, he said, well, I don't know anything about GoFundMe. I've never had a GoFundMe before. I've never set one up, so I don't know. So I could be wrong, but so this is what they told me. They said, you know, whenever the amounts are too high, it gets really, really tricky with the GoFundMe. So you set it lower, and then you just keep adding to it as you reach the amount. Does that sound right?
But here's my point and what a lot of people are kind of in an uproar about it.
Okay.
Because the way a lot of people feel about it is Malaysia's death, in a way, could have been prevented had they just went ahead and cashed her out and not have been being greedy. That's where a lot of people stand on the situation and why it's kind of an uproar about it. Because people are just like, y'all asked for five, y'all got the five, and then y'all turned it into 10. Once y'all got the 10, y'all then turned it into asking for 15. So people are like, why do you need this much money if you only got into a fight? People were upset about it. Me personally, I don't have a stand on any side of it because, I mean, it's a situation. You know, it just happened. Malaysia went over there to fight a girl. She hit somebody's car, and it went from there. However,
okay, so she wasn't driving a car. Okay, so she wasn't. So I got that wrong. So she wasn't driving in a car.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was driving in a car. She hit someone else's car.
Okay, and that guy pulled a gun out on her.
No, no gun was pulled.
I
have the video.
Oh, you have that video too. You have that video too.
The video of the fight, yes, where she was calling out people trying to fight everybody. That's how the fight ensued, because she was out there calling out people, trying to fight them.
Oh.
And the girl that she was over there with told her, these ain't no females that you can just beat up, because she was already trying to fight.
Okay.
Did it make it right? No, it didn't make it right. The whole situation is fucked up because, in my opinion, all this really could have been prevented. I agree with the last caller because, yes, they should have just gave that girl the GoFundMe. So that way, maybe her death could have been prevented. I do agree with that. They really should have just gave her the money because last time I checked, had nobody donated to the campaign within 2 weeks. So why y'all just been in the campaign and give the girl her money? I feel like it could have been prevented. And that's just my opinion. But who am I?
Wow. All right. Hold on, Carly. You stay there. You can't go nowhere either. Because, wow, you done said a whole mouthful. So you hold on. Whoa. Listen, the thoughts and views of the callers, I got to say this because we are streaming on multiple platforms. And listen, it's crazy, okay? We are streaming. It's crazy. So my thing is this. Listen, understand, I need everybody to understand, the thoughts and views of the caller do not reflect the cause and views of the views of the host. Do not take your frustration out on me. Okay. Let's do this. Okay, caller. Now I want you to calm down. So did you hear some of the statements that were made?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Okay. I heard everything that was said, and I have a lot to say.
Okay.
Number one, we all have those two videos, darling, but you have the story absolutely wrong. Yes, she was out there to fight. That's why she brought her little fish cousins with her, and she wasn't planning on bopping that girl. She was going to let the fish do it. However, no fight ever happened. She got in her car to leave because they went to the goddamn ice cream stand. She got in her car to leave, backed up, tapped that boy's bumper, didn't realize she did it, and pulled off. His dumb ass decided to speed up behind her, thinking it was a hit and run, and smash her off the road, running her into the goddamn post. That was on the video. Then he got out of the fucking car with his gun, tapped on the window, and got her out. Yes, there was a gun in the video, because if you heard her say, you can't be out here fighting these ain't no females, then you also should have heard her say, this nigga got a gun. You can't fight no niggas with guns. You can't fight everybody. You should have heard her say that, too, because he did pull out a gun and robbed her for her cell phones right there because she didn't have no fucking money. Then when you open the second video up, when you see the second video open up, you see her standing in the crowd charging people up because they would not let her leave. She tried to walk off because the phones were gone, her car was wrecked, and she lived up the street. She was going to try to walk up there and get some help. And they caged her in and wouldn't let her leave. That's why she was standing out there charging up folks. So if you're going to tell the story, tell it right. Everybody tries to demonize this girl like she was out there looking to be beat up, but there's no reason why anybody should have cut on a fucking phone talking about, these punks gonna get it today. All the punks gonna get it today. I got 200 for whoever knock them out. There was no call for that. There was no call for
thank you.
Random
hold
nigga
on.
Who
okay.
didn't.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
They
want to move to another call.
We got him.
Okay, so you're live. You're live now. Go ahead. You're live. Go ahead. Hello? 214?
Hello?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I heard everything that they said, but the video says it all. Yes, there was a guy in the video that said, I got 200 if you knock the punk out. That part is true, but there was no gun. Now, as far as the fight, I don't know as far as, like, him going over to fight the girl. I just know what I seen in the video. That's all I can speak on. And as far as the girl got on Facebook herself and said that they came over there to fight her.
Okay. Okay.
There was a girl that came forward and said that he came over there to fight her. So I'm only going off of what was on Facebook and what was said on Facebook and the people that played a part in what had happened. However, this really doesn't have anything to do with her death. None of this, the fight, none of this had nothing to do with her death. My thing is as far as the GoFundMe, because that's what people keep bringing up, is I feel as if this could have been prevented had they gave her that money and she would have been sitting down somewhere and not selling her body. That's my point on the situation, and I think everybody can agree to that, because it's no reason why she should have not have been given that money. It's no reason why she should have still been out on the street having to sell her body to get by for the next day. It's no reason for that. If y'all would have gave this girl her money, she would have been sitting down somewhere and would have been okay. I'm not all
so
this bad.
So what do you think that they were doing with the money, though? They hadn't touched the money. The money wasn't spent. Like, what could they have possibly done with the money? I'm just asking.
You said the one now. Can you repeat that question?
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, so what does everybody think that they were wanted to do with the money?
That's what everybody is wondering, because first it was medical bills, and then it was for her to relocate. So everybody was giving different stories. Also, what people were in an uproar about was the pictures that they put on the GoFundMe were from two different altercations that Malaysia had. One altercation picture that they put on her was from when she had tried to rob a Trick and he got beat up by the Trick.
So that's why
those two stories
was coming out. Because it was two stories that was coming out. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
And so the other picture that they put on there was from the actual attack that happened, which was what the GoFundMe was for. So people were like, hold on, wait a minute. Are y'all trying to scam people? Because y'all put two different pictures up her on this campaign, and y'all cut the comments off where people can't comment. So what's really going on? I personally donated to the campaign because I felt like it was wrong, because you shouldn't be paying somebody to knock somebody out. You knock them out. You get your bitch ass up and knock them out. You get what I'm saying? That part was wrong. And I'm not going to sit up here and condone it and say that violence is right. No, if you want to do something, do it yourself. So, yeah, that was wrong. However, I still feel as if this could have been prevented had they just gave the girl her money. I mean, Malaysia did put herself in some fucked up situations, but us as human beings, we do have to watch our surroundings in the situations we do put ourselves in, because sex work, it is a dangerous situation. It is very, very dangerous. You never know who you're going to meet.
Yeah. Now as far as her death, I'm just so flabbergasted at this point. Ugh. Because I'm like, that was just a lot of information, and people are saying that they thought that she may have possibly gotten, set up. Do you know anything about that?
I did see someone say that she possibly could have been set up because they thought she had the GoFundMe money. But my thing is the campaign has still been up. Everybody knew the campaign was still up and Malaysia didn't have any money. So I believe, in my opinion, due to the area of where Malaysia was found, I believe it was part of the sex work because there was another transgender that was killed in the same area just last year around the same time.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Give me 1 second, okay? All right. Hold on. All right. Let's take another call. Whew. 323-3410. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Hi. How are you? My name is Monier.
Okay. Hi, Monier.
First, I would like to say I don't like the fact that these people who are not a part of our community are getting on here. To me, it sounds like the lady that called before me, she justified. To me, it was like justification. You're telling me, you know, we have to watch the circumstances that we put ourselves in. But the truth of the matter is the only people who really know what's going on in that situation is Malaysia and the people that happened with it. You weren't there, so you can't tell us what the fuck really happened. You can go, so much stuff has been fabricated and put on Facebook about, you know, period, about the situation, period. Who gives a fuck about that right now? The lady is gone. So we're sitting up here. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about, you know, how we can prevent this from happening. When the reality of the situation is the reason why there's a stigma on trans women is because we don't have men who are trans attracted in our community speaking up for us, saying anything towards us. We have some gay men, and I love my gay brothers. I have a lot of gay brothers, and I'm sorry. I have an issue with gay men using their power to make influence us. A lot of the times we are influenced by the decisions that gay men make for trans women. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of the
I feel you on this, and I like what you said about people that are trans attracted not speaking up. So why do you think that is?
The reason for it, the stigma is for instance, I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say a cisgender woman finds out that my boyfriend is attracted to me.
Okay.
And he's supposed to be a straight man. The first thing that she's going to come out of her mouth with and she's going to say is, oh, he's a faggy.
Oh, okay.
Not noticing what that does to someone. That is challenging a man's manhood. And I'm not making any excuses for men at all because it's appalling that you would sit up here. Because as Miko said, if you are doing something that you are not proud of, you should not be doing it, period. Period.
Okay.
If you are not proud of it, if you cannot live with the decisions and the choices that you make, you should not be doing it, period, under any circumstances. But the problem is, the trans community, we have been so content with this, you know, being quiet and, you know, taking everything that the community has, the heterosexual community has thrown at us. A lot of us are in this place where we don't want to fight. But the fact of the matter is we have to fight for our lives. This is a state of emergency. We have to fight more than ever right now to sustain what we have and where we have come. We have to fight. It's time to arm up, get guns. And if a nigga, regardless if a girl is prostituting, it does not matter if you're prostituting. None of that matters because it's women out here who prostitute. You understand? There's men out here who prostitute. They're not being killed at the rate that trans women are being killed. Black men are being killed, period. You understand? I understand all of these things. I understand the narrative. But the problem is people are justifying what happened to this to these ladies. And it's just not Malaysia. Malaysia isn't the only one who's been, died. What about Miss Tamika from Philadelphia? You understand? Like, there's other. What about the girls? The over 100 girls we have lost since 2009. Like, what are we standing for? So we're just supposed to continue to you know allow these people to abuse us, use us sexually. Then these women get mad at us and they put us in uncompromising positions where they want to sit up here and they want to verbally attack us. And when I want to go beat a bitch ass up, oh, now I'm a man. Oh, now I can't put my hands on you. Oh, now it's – no, it does not work that way. If you are a woman enough to step out of your premises of being a woman and to step into a trans woman's space, you have to take whatever comes your way. That's period. But if I go out here and I bribe somebody or I do something, I have to expect that something bad is going to come up bad. You know, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week. It can happen next year. But I have to be mindful of the constant, you know, things that I do. Not making any excuses for everybody. Everyone does not live on the same frequency as others. We're all in different channels in life. All of our vibrations are not the same. So we have to realize what that is, what it looks like for us, and live our life. Everyone wants to knock sex work. Oh, she was around a sex work neighborhood. That has nothing to do with it at all. Trans women cannot do a lot of things. Well, it's getting better. I'm not going to say that, you know, it can't happen. It's getting better over the years. But we're still in a space where a lot of trans women are conditioned to think that that is
so
the
let me ask
way.
You something. What do you think it's going to take for the death and the killing? Because I don't know that answer, because my answer is not the answer that people want to hear. So what do you think would be the answer for trans women not to be such a target for attack?
To be honest with you,
yes.
I live in California. I'm from Baltimore. And the rules in Baltimore are totally different than some of the other cities that I have lived in. I would say for the most part, the trans women in my city, yeah, we have girls who've gotten killed in my city. But just so happened, those are situations where, you know, we weren't surrounded with one another. I believe that it's time for us to fight. I believe just like if we go out here and they could take our lives, I think that we need to police our own communities if we're going to have girls out and, you know, escorting, and that's what they want to do. That wants to be their profession. We need to put together correct avenues for them to do that. If they want to be out in the streets, why can't we have our gay brothers come outside, get licensed to carry and protect us when we're outside? Why can't we not build an organization to, you know, the problem is we have all of these organizations doing work in our community, and none of these organizations are putting girls in the position to be successful. None of these organizations are putting girls and, you know, giving them jobs, you know, giving them a career. Most trans women who work for nonprofit organizations, some of them still got a trick because you're not making enough money with the little grants and stuff that you have to apply for. So how do we get money into our own community? The key is being self-sufficient, creating our own spaces, living amongst one another, protecting one another, connecting, loving on one another. That's the only team. And fight. We have to fight. So if you want to go here and pull out a gun, you pull out your gun. If you even think that he's going to do that, you pull your shit out first and you let him know, baby, just like you can do it, I can do it too. All it would take is for one of the girls to kill a man, to literally kill him the way that he would have done her, and a lot of stuff would stop. It would stop, period. That's with anything.
Okay. Thank you, caller. We got to take some more calls. Thank you for your insight. Bye. All right. Okay, area code. Now, I don't agree with everybody having a license to carry and going out there and protecting people on the streets. I would like for someone to say, listen, we don't have to be on the streets. Maybe we can do – if you wanted to work in sex work, there's ways that you can do it from the privacy of your own home on the internet. There's definitely – websites, there's OnlyFans. You can build a platform and make it off of sex work and do it from your home. You can do it. I mean, if that's the avenue. 347-5404, you're live on the air.
Hey, Oman, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A little disturbed by this. One is happening too much in the trans community, and I think with that last caller and the caller before that, it got a little bit off the topic. For one, she was brutally beaten by a man, a straight man from what we know and what we saw. All right, that's the main topic here. Now, with the whole GoFundMe and her getting the money to move on, never mind that. Why didn't she have someone with her at all times after being beaten the way she was? You understand me? Like, there's no way that she should have been in a predicament to be killed. Now, to touch on what the last caller said about the transgender community and not having a support and having an army and manning up, I don't think that's the answer either. I don't think that no one, this whole arming and everything, there's too many people being killed by firearms. Okay, we just seen that. She was just killed by a firearm. So I don't think that's the answer. What I do think is that trans fishing is a big issue in the community as well. As a gay male who doesn't, you know, whatever floats your boat, floats your boat. But to be catfish in a way to where you think that's a woman, and there's a lot of pretty transgender women out there that can fool you. We've seen that with celebrities where they think these men transitioning into women are true women because their natural beauty is beautiful. That is an issue that has to stop. There also has to be protection for these ladies. Like, I don't feel like they should be out putting themselves out there in that manner. Yeah, we got to get past the whole escorting to get by. There are jobs out there that will support the trans community. Escorting is not the only way to get a coin in 2019. So
I agree with
stop
that.
Stop making it about escorting in 2019. You don't have to escort because you're transgender. You're a pretty female. I just feel
all
like
all right, Carla. We gotta take a couple more calls. But thank you. We gotta take a couple more. We're going over. But thank you,
all right,
dude.
Amon, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I want to get to these Texas callers because let me see. We got 832-6187. You're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just listening to everything and, you know, really matters to what the situation is, what went on, what happened. I just think that it's sad all around. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's too much of an issue on gender identity instead of just loving, you know what I'm saying, or respecting each other's views just because we don't agree with it or whatever it is. I don't think that people should be getting killed. It's like I wasn't really on the subject, but obviously this is a pretty big deal because I'm seeing it everywhere. But then, you know, it just dawned on me. It's not just trans women being killed, is biological women, biological men, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what the situation is. I think really at the end of the day, I don't know, I just feel like once us humans, like once we start trying to be God and come up with our own ideas, you know what I'm saying, like things are just getting a little too far. Because I'm like, I'm reading the comments, it's a whole debate about what cisgender is. And I'm like, well, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? It's like now we're making up our own terms. We got transfishing. Like, what the hell is that? Like, it's just too much chaos going on right now. I don't really know what the situation is, and it's really sad that it happened because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a person. And you know, what we really should be doing is we should really be praying for everybody that's going through this type of situation, whether it's their sexual identity, whether it's, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is. Some people are saying that this person was an angry person and always starts up this and that. Okay, matters to whatever the thing is, you know, pray for them, love them, show them love. That's really the only way we could change things. Just by debating about it and arguing about it, it's not really doing anything for us. Like, my main question is, have they found the person that did this?
No, they haven't. That's, you know, that's the, we're having a general, they haven't found the person that did it. We're just talking about how to present it. But thank you. We got to move on, okay?
Okay.
Bye. All right. All right. So we're going to wrap up, but I want to give everybody another chance to, I mean, because we got a couple more on here. Then we're going to wrap the show up. And so I'm going to get to you guys all, but you guys got to make it pretty quick, okay? 347-7406. Give it to me. Real quick.
Hi, I'm Keith. I'm calling from New York. I just want to say the last call, I totally agree with her. It's definitely not important, the semantics of why she was possibly killed. The one thing I do disagree with that the last caller said was that it doesn't matter as far as her being trans, and I feel like it does. Trans women are being killed at an alarmingly high rate. That's not coincidence. It's very purposeful. I agree with one of the callers that gay men and people that are trans attracted are not speaking up. As far as superiority in society, trans women definitely fall at the bottom of their totem pole. I think it's not okay for people to speak on trans people and their experiences and try to tell them how they should live or how they are living, if it's right or if it's not right, because that's exactly what happens to people of color when white people dismiss our experiences. And I feel like everyone should learn from just this entire conversation as a whole and just be better people to each other in general.
All right. Thank you, caller. All right, let's take another caller. 786-1218, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon. Amon, you can hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I called you before, the 52-year-old. I told you I worked the real world. I'm going to say what all I wanted to say, but it's like, it's three scenarios in dealing with this situation. I don't know if it's rumors or not. Maybe the boys did it because she report, you know, the boy got in jail. Then they saying maybe she exposed the boy. And then the sex work. You don't know which area this is coming from when it comes down to why she was killed. It's just she was all over the place to be a young girl.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if those are just rumors about the situation, but it's like, okay, maybe the guys who did it, who was in jail. Maybe the guy she exposed did it, or maybe the sex work. It's like she was young and immature, and she was all over the place, not being mean, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. It comes with wisdom. It's like she put herself in crazy situations. Texas is big. I would have left the hell out of there.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Let's see who we got. 202. 2304, you're live on the air. Okay, not ready. All right, 682-2836, you're live on the air. Hello? Not ready either. Okay, last caller you called earlier. 214-0597?
Yes.
All right, so you're the last one. Thank you for sticking on the line. Listen, you gave a lot of information. I'm not really sure what happened with the GoFundMe. I'm just praying for the family. Thank you, caller, for giving us a different perspective.
Yes, and I've been watching you for a long time of mine. And let me just say this for the people in the comments that were saying, and I'm not going to go off, but for the people that are saying I was stalking and this and that, I wasn't stalking the GoFundMe. This was all over Facebook about them changing the amount. You know, all this stuff that I'm saying is on social media. You know what I'm saying? And I never said that her getting killed was right because it's not right. I don't wish it on my worst enemy what happened. But I do agree with the last caller that she was all over the place. You know, she in one minute she into with this person, next minute she into with this person. They saying it couldn't have been the dude that she sent to jail. The dude that she sent to jail for beating her up is on a leg monitor. So I don't believe it was him. And the police have already said that he's not connected. They don't believe he's connected to the crime in any type of way. And, you know, I'm not justifying none of this. I'm not justifying him. I'm not justifying her. I'm not justifying the killing. In no form, fashion am I doing it because it's wrong and a life was lost that could have been prevented. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do agree with the other caller that said, you know, prostituting, there's ways that you can get legal money without having to sell your body. I agree with that. There are jobs out here. There are resources out here to help you guys. You don't have to go out here and sell your body to make a coin. You don't have to do that. And if you do want to sell your body, there are places that will allow you to do that legally. Go to Las Vegas. You know, there are ways around it. In some cities and states, they actually offer a license for you to prostitute. So there are ways around it if you do the right thing. Thank you, Amon, for having me on your show. I need your email to send you the videos that I do have.
Yeah, listen. Okay, so my email is thearmonwigginshow@gmail.com. So email me any receipts, anything you have. Listen, this is all alleged because I know the police and everybody is watching. We had a huge show. We had over 500 people on Facebook, over 1,000 people on YouTube. Let me say this.
Whenever she was calling my friend, they were actually harassed. They were starting to harass her mom and even told my friend that they were going to kidnap her kids and rape her kids.
Okay.
And I have all the messages for all this stuff that was said. So I will be sending you every single detail.
Okay, thank you.
Because I have all the receipts.
Okay, but still, you see when you say it like that, which I understand, but then it comes across like, well, she's justified in the killing because that doesn't have to do with anything.
Yeah, I get yeah, I get that, but I'm just showing the fact of, my point of is I'm just showing the fact of, like, there's no telling what happened because Malaysia stated a lot of stuff. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's justified. What I'm saying is we don't know what happened because she did stay in a lot of stuff. She stayed in a lot of drama. She stayed doing a lot of stuff. That doesn't justify it in any way, but she did.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Armand.
Bye. Whew. What a show. All right, I want to shout out to everybody. Shout out to Ricardo. Great freaking show, Armand, as always, keeping the lights on. Thanks for the super chat, love. I want to also thank Retta Simpson. Love you, Armand. You give me so much realness, laughter, and life. Keep up the great work, sweetheart. Thank you. And I want to give a special thank you to Venus Phillips. Shout out for the super chat. All right, guys, today has been a rough show. Like, this was not a show that I particularly do. I do realize that people are hypersensitive. So, you know, inevitably, you know, people are going to blame me and take their frustrations out on me and things like that. I'm totally understanding. But I think that I don't know what happened with the GoFundMe. I'm not in charge of that. But I will say this. The GoFundMe is now closed. But it sounds like people are saying if she would have had that money sooner, then maybe this wouldn't have happened. I don't really know if I could say that that would be the case necessarily, because I'm not going to touch that because I don't know what happened with that GoFundMe. And I know that the GoFundMe is no longer here. Okay. Now, I was told that they were supporting her. Others are saying that they're not. This is all alleged. So those are the two sides. I definitely think that if there is any money, if there it was any money raised, at least some of the proceeds should go into the funeral at best. As far as the solution, though, that's kind of what I want to get to. The solution, and where do we go from here? Listen, a lot of people didn't like my idea, and a lot of people were saying, well, because I had the idea of, you know, doing, if it is a sex work thing, I'm not saying that it is, but I'm saying if it is a sex work thing, people, there are ways to do sex work from home, not bringing men to your home, but, you know, getting a camera, doing webcam shows. You can do there. We are in a way of you can make we're in an era to where you can make a lot of money streaming different things on the internet. OK, so don't let it be the only idea of for the trans women out there or anybody out there. Shit, for that matter, you don't have to go out into the streets anymore. Just like a lot of people don't have to go clock into a regular job. Most people, there's a lot of people that don't go work at jobs. A lot of people build a business on their own. And listen, it's difficult, but you know, any business worth having is going to be a little difficult. And you know, if you have the time, why not do it? All right. So I want to shout out to the family. My prayers are with them. Shout out to the close friends. You guys, let's protect each other. And that's as Black people. You know, and oh, gay people, you know, women don't like the term cisgender. They feel offended. They feel offended by the word fish. Just as women, gay men don't like, you know, you can't say tranny. So don't call transgenders tranny. Don't call them men. Women don't, gay people, let's not use the word cisgender. They don't really like that. So, you know, there's certain pronouns and things that people like to go by and that they don't like to go by. And so I'm happy that I'm able to build a bridge because I do have a decent following on Facebook, and I do have a massive platform here on YouTube. So I'm glad I'm able to bridge the gap because on Facebook it's predominantly LGBT. Here on YouTube, you guys are predominantly heterosexual. So listen, shout out to all you guys. Thank you guys for all watching the video. Thanks for the different kind of conversations. Hopefully we can all start here at coming together more as Black people and as people of color and minorities. We do need to stick together for the greater good. All right, guys, until next time, I love you. Be safe out there. Keep that same energy, and rest in peace, Malaysia. or I don't know what I did on the computer. Oh my gosh.